This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Doug Anderson. A Christmas Hymn. Words anonymous. In fields where, long ago, dropping tears amid the leaves, Ruth's young feet went to and fro, binding up the scattered sheaves in the field that heard the voice of Judea's shepherd king. Still the gleaners may rejoice, still the reapers shout and sing. For each mount and vale and plain felt the touch of holier feet. Then the gleaners of the grain heard in voices full and sweet, peace on earth, goodwill to men, ring from angels' lips afar, while o'er every glade and glen broke the light of Bethlehem's star. Star of hope to souls in night, star of peace above our strife, guiding where the gates of death ope to fields of endless life. Wanderer from the nightly throng which the eastern heavens gem, guided by an angel's song, to the babe of Bethlehem. Not Judea's hills alone have earth's weary gleaners trod, not to heirs of David's throne is it given to reign with God. But where'er on his green earth heavenly faith and longing are, heavenly hope and life have birth, neath the smile of Bethlehem's star. In each lowly heart or home, by each love-watched cradle bed, where we rest or where we roam, still its changeless light is shed. In its beams each quickened heart, however saddened or denied, keeps one little place apart for the Hebrew mother's child. And that inner temple fair may be holier ground than this, hallowed by the pilgrim's prayer, warmed by many a pilgrim's kiss. In its shadow, still and dim, where our holiest longings are, rings forever Bethlehem's hymn, shines forever Bethlehem's star. End A Christmas Hymn.